On May 17th, a family lost a husband, a father, a grandfather, a son, and a brother, and our community lost a great musician. Coming up this weekend on the Local Artist Spotlight, we're going to be celebrating the life and the music of the late Scott Lewis. We'll be talking to one of his friends who was able to play with Scott for several years, as well as hear from Scott himself in some previously recorded concert footage. Sit back for the next half hour and join us as we celebrate the life and music of the late Scott Lewis on the Local Artist Spotlight. That's Scott Lewis on the lead guitar with the New Horizons back in 1992 from their live recording at the Missouri State Fair. We're going to hear more from that fair and that concert a little bit later as Scott shares some interesting stories about squirrel hunting. We're celebrating the life and the music of Scott Lewis on the Local Artist Spotlight this weekend. One of the things Scott was well known for was his ability to have friends, which is a good thing. This week, we had the opportunity to sit down with one of Scott's close friends for the last 25 years and ask him about his memories and the talent of Scott Lewis. Here's David Knoll.
I met him at somebody's house, and we started playing music and just kind of horsing around. And then, of course, when we started the group, he played with us.
David says that Scott's talent for music was unbelievable.
Oh, he's exceptional. His timing was exceptional. His progression of chords, you know, the way he just put things together. He was just an exceptional player. He could play about anything that had strings. As a matter of fact, his dad had left him a steel guitar, and he was learning to play it. And he was actually teaching a guy to play the banjo, and Scott don't really play the banjo, but he kind of knew where everything was on it. So,
David says when the Gospel Lights first got together and began to practice, the group quickly realized that Scott's role was much bigger than what they'd first thought.
When we first started, he actually was playing bass, and then one night we kind of switched instruments around, and he took that lead guitar, and it really changed our sound, made things even better, and you know, he was a total asset to the group. He's a God-given talent. I mean, he had so much natural ability. It just seemed to come so easy to him.
Come on in where the water's fine. Come on in, we're gonna have us a time. I can feel the presence of the Holy One here tonight. Come on in, get out of your seat. Come on in, stand to your feet. I wanna hear you tell the devil you ain't gonna settle tonight. Oh, well, you see that today's been rough. Seems everything you did was tough. I'm here to tell you things are making a turn for the right. You're not here by no accident. Now you're here because you're heaven sent. So jump in and watch your troubles leave here on the devil tonight. Come on in where the water's fine. Come on in, we're gonna have us a time. I can feel the presence of the Holy One here tonight. Come on in, get out of your seat. Come on in, stand to your feet. I wanna hear you tell the devil you ain't gonna settle tonight. Churches want to know your name is on their roll. They think you get a blessing if you get to shake the preacher's hand. Well, I'll stand up and let it be said, those kind of churches are dead. We need a Holy Ghost church to bring a revival to this land. Well, come on in where the water's fine. Come on in, we're gonna have us a time. I can feel the presence of the Holy One here tonight. Come on in, get out of your seat. Come on in and stand to your feet. I want to hear you tell the devil that you ain't gonna settle tonight. Come on in where the water's fine. Come on in, we're gonna have us a time. I can feel the presence of the Holy One here tonight. Well, come on in, get out of your seat. Come on in, stand to your feet. I wanna hear you tell the devil that you ain't gonna settle tonight. I wanna hear you tell the devil you ain't gonna settle tonight. Yeah.
Oh. That's the Gospel Lights featuring Scott Lewis on the lead guitar, with Come On In from 19 years ago from a project that the Gospel Lights recorded. And we want to thank Bob Ashley for taking that original DAT recording this week and being able to get us a good recording to be able to play on the air of that. 19 years old. Wow. It just seems like yesterday. Now, Scott was a guy who really loved to play music, but he also had a sense of humor. We asked David about that sense of humor.
He's a funny guy. I mean, just to sit around and talk with him, he'll get you laughing. And we were down at a church playing one night, and I introduced Scott, and I told everybody how fine of a guitar player was, and I told him to play a song, and I don't remember what it was. It was an old hymn. But anyways, he took off to play that song, and he started in the wrong key. Well, he got flustered, and he tried to play again, and he got started in the wrong key again, and finally he just threw his hands up and said, "I can't do it." But he could do it all. He just, that night, I guess he got nervous. I don't know why. You know, the thing about his music, he was so humble. He would always say, "I don't know if I can do that or not," and then he'd just take off and just play it so smooth. It was funny, but he could do it all.
With his hands, he touched me with a love like I've never known. He gave life a brand new meaning, and to me the reason to hold on. He's my bread when I'm hungry, he's my shelter from troubled winds, and he's my of all. He's my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, he's always there. When I'm tired and weak, if I could search this whole world over, he'd still be everything that I need. He's my bread when I'm hungry, he's my shelter from troubled winds, my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, he's my best friend. Inspiration, he's always there when I'm tired and weak. If I could search this whole world over, he'd still be everything that I need. He's my bread shelter from troubled winds, and he's my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, he's my best friend. But most of all,
That's the Gospel Lights featuring Scott Lewis on the lead guitar with He's My Best Friend. In addition to playing the music, Scott also had a hand sometimes in helping to write the songs.
Well, we were sitting one night, and the boys got to talking, and actually they started throwing some words out, some lyrics out, and Scott and David and Ivan kind of put these words together for picking up the pieces, and then Scott and Ivan kind of laid down the music, and the next thing you know, we had a song that we sang around. People seemed to enjoy it, and I've actually heard it sung in church as a special, so you know, by somebody else singing it. Scott was just, he was good that way. I mean, he could put stuff together pretty easily.
Living in a world that's full of broken dreams, trying to make a way on my own. Everything I tried seemed to turn out wrong, till the Prince of Peace came along. And now he's picking up the pieces of a broken heart, shattered by the devil and his ways. And now he's picking up the pieces of a broken heart, mended by the Master's saving grace. Deceived by the devil and torn by sin, destined for a place not meant for me. Now quickened by the Spirit that dwelleth within, you know Christ performed a miracle in me. And now he's picking up the pieces of a broken heart, shattered by the devil and his ways. And now he's picking up the pieces of a broken heart, mended by the Master's saving grace. Picking up the pieces of a broken heart, shattered by the devil and his ways. And now he's picking up the pieces of a broken heart, mended by the Master's saving grace. And now he's picking up the pieces of a broken heart, shattered by the devil and his ways. And now he's picking up the pieces of a broken heart, mended by the Master's saving grace. By the Master's saving grace.
That's the Gospel Lights with Picking Up the Pieces, a song that Scott Lewis actually helped write along with some of the other members of the group. We've been talking with David Knoll, one of Scott's longtime friends over the years, and we asked David some final thoughts about Scott and his role with singing in the groups.
I don't know that he actually played with any other groups. He may have before us. I don't know. But I know he would just set in with anybody and fill in. You know, he was that good. He could just fall right in there so easily. So he just loved music. He loved music, loved people.
And people loved him. You're listening to a very special tribute this weekend to the late Scott Lewis as we remember his music and his life. Earlier in the program, you heard a recording from 1992 as Scott played with the New Horizons at the Missouri State Fair. At that fair, Scott had some special moments on stage that we'll share with you in just a minute. But first, let's hear Scott featured on the lead guitar with the Hillbilly Medley.
I want you to listen to a bunch of songs put together we call our Hillbilly Medley. Come on.
Once I was driven inside, praise the Lord, I saw the light. Well,
When I saw that hearse come rolling for to carry the widow away.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
That's the New Horizons from the Missouri State Fair back in 1992 with Scott Lewis on the lead guitar doing a great job as usual with the Hillbilly Medley. As we talked earlier in the program, Scott had such a great sense of humor. In fact, sometimes that was even able to come out on stage. Now, back in 1992 at that same state fair, Scott kind of took center stage, giving some good hunting advice.
I'll do a poem for you. I'll do one about the bear. Now, this is a lie. It never did happen. I've never seen a bear in my life. If I did, I wouldn't stand there and watch him. My daughter and I took a walk in the woods. It was cold outside, so we bundled up good. We put on all of our winter attire and went out to see all the things to admire. We were walking down a path through a dense aspen forest when our eyes became set on what lay just before us. We saw a little bear. He was merely a cub, rolling and playing in a hole of frozen mud. We watched very closely as he chased his little tail. Round and round he went, till he finally stumbled and fell. Then we heard a shot that broke the silence and the peace, and our eyes no longer liked what lay before us to see. Up walked the hunter and dragged the bear away. But don't be discouraged till I have my final say. If this were a true story, he'd have made a perfect dinner. But fear not, bears sleep through the winter.
Here's what he's going to tell you, a joke about a squirrel hunter.
I probably don't tell it right. I can get it out, though. Anybody ever seen Grandpa Jones live? Hey, all right, that guy's good. We went there and not seen him over. I'll tell you this joke. I heard it in Iowa. There's this guy, he's out squirrel hunting. And his game warden been watching him quite a while, and this old boy's hunting ain't got no gun. So finally, game warden, he just can't stand it no more. He goes up to the boy, and he said, "Now, I've been watching you." He said, "You've killed four squirrels." He said, "You ain't got no gun." He said, "What have you done?" The boy said, "Well," he said, "I never was blessed with real good looks." He said, "I just kind of ugly him to death." I deer hunt that way myself. I can bring down something a little bigger than a squirrel. Anyway, I don't want to break your thought train here. Oh boy, so I just kind of ugly him to death. And game warden, of course, he didn't believe it. Anybody in the right mind wouldn't. And about that time, this little squirrel ran out on a limb. And old boy said, well, he said, I'll just show you. So he bears down, looks at the squirrel, and the squirrel just fell off deader than a hammer. The game warden just could not believe it. He said, man, he said, I never seen nothing like that before in my life. Well, was he? Yeah, he said, me and my wife, we hunt like this together all the time. Game warden said, well, where's your wife today? He said, why ain't your wife with you? He said, well, he said, I don't bring her all the time. He said, she tears them up too bad.
Do your Elvis imitation.
I'm just now practicing on it. I'll perfect it one of these days. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Scott Lewis with his unique impersonation of Elvis on the Local Artist Spotlight. We're celebrating the life and the music of Scott Lewis. Let's hear another one from that same state fair back in 1992 featuring Scott on the lead guitar with Over in the Glory Land on the Local Artist Spotlight.
Oh, what a great glorious day when I hear my Savior say, come in, come in, my wife, my children, and step inside the gate. No more sorrow, no more pain. My heart just can't hardly wait. I'm gonna go and take my place over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land. Peter and John, all the saints who have gone on, together we'll sing redemption song over in the glory land.
Everybody help us out now.
Oh, what a beautiful city fair. I'm so anxious to go there. No pain, no pain for us to bear. Never a worry or care. All your friends and loved ones bring a joyful song of praise will ring when that heavenly choir sings over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land. I'm gonna join the heavenly band. And up by the crystal sea, holding my Savior's hand. I'm gonna talk with Peter and John.
That's Over in the Glory Land with the New Horizons from the 1992 Missouri State Fair featuring Scott Lewis on the lead guitar. To give you another example of what Scott can do to take an ordinary song and make it extraordinary on the music, listen to what he does on this song with the Gospel Lights. It's called A Few More Days.
Look at Mama, she's getting feeble, her body's weak and growing old. It won't be long now till she will be taken in just a few more days. A few more.
at Daddy. His hair is silver and his steps are getting slow. It won't be long now till he will be taken in just a few more days.
Days with the Gospel Lights featuring Scott Lewis on the lead guitar. Scott Lewis passed away May 17th at the age of 52 years. He's survived by his wife Christy, also two daughters, Cassie Newell and Megan Davis, four sons, Brandon, Johnny, Hayden, and Chris, four grandsons, his mother Annabelle, and a brother Eugene. Scott will be fondly missed and remembered for his life, his humor, and his music. We hope that you've enjoyed this special tribute to Scott Lewis this weekend on the Local Artist Spotlight. We're going to close out the program this morning with one last song from the Gospel Lights featuring Scott Lewis on the lead guitar, A Cross Standing in the Way. Have a great weekend.
When my flesh is weak and I'm discouraged about life, and I've convinced myself that giving up would be all right, Satan whispers he'll make me slip forever someday. Oh, but it's not that easy, for there's a cross standing in my way. The cross stands between me and forever. To die in sin, well, that's a choice left up to you. Yes, there's a cross standing between me and forever. And if I go down, I'll have to pass right by my sinner, hear the words I am saying to you now. If sin's flame should become your home, I don't see how. 'Cause you're gonna go there through all the loved ones' prayers they've prayed for you each day. Oh, and not to mention that there's a cross standing in your way. The cross stands between me and forever. And to die in sin, well, that's a choice left up to you. Yes, there's a cross standing between me and forever. If I
been listening to a special edition of the Local Artist Spotlight here on KTTK 90.7 FM and online at kttkradio.org. Thanks for tuning in as we celebrate the life and the music of the late Scott Lewis. If you'd like to hear this again in its entirety or even have a copy to download of your own, go to our website, kttkradio.org. Click on the tab that says Program Archives, and you can download a copy or listen to it right from our website. Once again, that web address, kttkradio.org. Thanks for listening.